So let's review. On the previous daf, Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai explained that lulav ha-gazel, a stolen lulav, is pasul on the first day of Sukkot because it's not lechem, it's not yours. And it's also pasul on subsequent days when there is no requirement of lechem because of mitzvah ba-baveira, a mitzvah that came about through an aveira. The Gemara goes on to explain how we know that mitzvah ba-baveira is not acceptable. The pasuk says regarding karbonas, the havesim gazel vesa piseach vesa chayla. You bring animals that are stolen, crippled, or sick. Gazel dumi the Pesach. Ma Pesach lesli tekanta. Av gazel lesli tekanta. A stolen animal is permanently invalid, just like a crippled animal. Loishin lefnei yish, v'loishin alach yish. The Gemara explains. Before yish, it's possible because adum ki yakiv mikem am rachmana. V'lavdi dehu. A carbon must be yours, and the stolen animal is not mikem. And even after yish, the animal remains forbidden as a carbon because of mitzvah bo baveira, even though it is mikem. Generally, after yish, which means abandonment, the owner gives up hope of ever finding it, the object in question is considered to have no owner and can be claimed by someone else. The pasuk says, Ki ani Hashem oyev mishpat, soine gezel ba'ayla, for I Hashem love justice, and I hate robbery in the carbon oyla. This is like a king who is traveling through his country and came upon a toll booth. He told his attendants to pay the toll, even though the entire country belongs to him. He said, let all travelers learn from me and not avoid the toll. Rashi explains that similarly, Hashem says, though the oil is completely mine, and even before it was a carbon, it was also mine, I hate a carbon that became yours through robbery. My children shall learn from me and distance themselves from theft. The Gemara quotes Rabbami, who agrees with Rabbi Yechanan that Yavish Pasal, Mimnei She'en Hadar. Gazel Pasal, Mishum Davli Mitzah Bavavera. Upligat Rabbi Yitzchak. This opinion disagrees with Rabbi Yitzchak, who taught in the name of Shmuel, Lo Yishanu El B'yam Tav Rishon. Al B'yam Tav She'eni, Mitich She'yitz B'shol, Yitz Nam B'gazel. A stolen lulav is only Pasal on the first day, and so too, a borrowed lulav, because of Lechem. But on the remaining days, it's equal to a borrowed lulav and kasher, with which one can fulfill his obligation because there is no requirement of Lechem. He does not hold that mitzvah b'aveira disqualifies the lulav. The Gemara clarifies that according to Rabbi Yitzchak, the Mishnah of lulav ha-gazel must be speaking of the first day. If so, why did the Mishnah not include shal, which is also possible on the first day because of lechem? The Gemara answers that we do not need the Mishnah to tell us that shal is invalid, to lavidehu, because it's clearly not his. However, we might have thought that gazel is valid because generally, victims of theft have yish, and therefore the stolen lulav would be considered the thief's property. Kamash Malan, therefore the Mishnah teaches us otherwise that lulav ha-gazel pasul. The Gemara next relates a ruling of Rav Huna. Amalu Rav Huna lahana avankari. Rav Huna told the myrtle merchants who purchased hadasim from Ibdi Kachavim idol worshippers, let the Ibdi Kachavim cut down the hadasim, and the Jewish merchants should not do it themselves. Since the Ibdi Kachavim steal land from Jews, and this land could belong to Jews, if the merchants would cut the twigs themselves, they would be stealing from the Jews, because karka ein nigzelas, land cannot be stolen, and it still belongs to the original Jewish owners, and the one who cuts them is stealing the hadasim directly from the Jews. However, if the kachavim cut them, they have done the stealing, and we assume that the original owners had yish, therefore, yish bailim b'yidayu, did who? The yish took place while in the hands of the evdi kachavim, v'shine rashus b'yidayichu. And when the evdi kachavim then sell them to the Jewish merchants, the change in ownership makes it theirs to resell for the mitzvah. The Gemara clarifies further that we cannot say that even if the merchants cut the hadasim, the yish takes place in their hands, and the shina rishus would be when they resell them, and the buyers take possession, because this would not help for the hadasim of the merchant's own use. The Gemara asks further that the merchants could acquire the hadasim through shina maisa, the physical change of actually binding the hadasim together with other species. There are two answers given. Either Rav Huna holds lulav ein tzarch eged, the species don't need to be bound together, or even if he holds lulav tzarch eget, the species do need to be bound. Shina hachayz lebriyasa loishmei shina. This sort of change, which can be reversed, is not significant enough to cause a change in ownership. The Gemara makes another attempt at an alternate method of acquisition and says that shina Hashem, a change in title, should cause a change in ownership. Dimikara havali asa v'hashto hishana. Initially, this twig was called a myrtle branch, and now, once it's bound with the other species, it's called hishana. The Gemara concludes, Mi'ikara namila asa hishana karle. Even if it was bound, people call the myrtle hishana.